So Mary Lynn Strada joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. What do you think about that Fort Worth idea?
Uber?
Yeah, where the Uber or Lyft people are going to have to vet their drivers rather than the cities.
That's what our new ordinance requires as well.
Okay.
That was about all we could get done with Uber. They were comfortable with that. They do have to send us a sworn affidavit that they have run criminal and driving background checks on all their drivers that are driving in Bryan. I believe College Station is the same way. And so one of my concerns was that we loosen the requirements on our taxi drivers. We used to make them provide both. Now they do the same thing. The owner of the company or the owner of the vehicle has to submit a sworn affidavit that they have done those things. So we're basically, I think that's where cities are going, because that's about all we've been able to get done.
Sure. So now what's your thought on the other story that I had about technology, where Uber is in fact going to be basically monitoring their drivers through their smartphones?
Well, you know, that's going to knock me out of being an Uber driver when I retire.
Okay.
I have a touch of a heavy foot sometimes.
But I think that probably does in some sort. Again, this is a smaller market, and that's not necessarily the case. But some people who try Uber for the first time, it's something new and different. I happen to think it works well. It's worked well for me. But people want to feel comfortable in that.
Sure, and I think it's a good thing. You know, when you get into a local taxi, you know exactly who you need to call to complain. With Uber, it's kind of hard. Who do I call? Where do I go? You know, do I call Austin? Where do I call? And if passengers have a concern, they need an avenue to do that. And I guess they can do it on their app. But I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think safety of, you know, you don't want drivers going so fast to pick up another fare that they risk the safety of the people in the car.
Sure. Yeah. Mary Lynn Strada with us this morning. And again, because we have this kind of organic show, obviously one of the things I'd mentioned is that when drivers are unhappy with what's going on the roads, they need to make sure that they know who the entity is who's governing those roads. Mm-hmm. And just because it's in the Bryan city limits doesn't mean that it's the city of Bryan who's working on the road, for instance.
That's correct. We have a lot of state roadways that run through Bryan, and we get a lot of calls from citizens about those. And they belong to the state, and TxDOT maintains those. We try to work very closely with them as best as we can, but yeah, a lot of the roadways that you see coming through the community or even within the community are actually state roads.
Yeah, and again, Texas is growing. We're certainly not the only cities that are having this situation where TxDOT comes in and changes traffic patterns.
And I think you were talking about the gasoline tax yesterday,
weren't
you?
I was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I think citizens don't know is that Texas, we send so much gasoline tax to the federal government. Mm. We get back less than we send.
Right.
They keep some of it and disperse it to other states for their transportation programs. That's one of the things that the Chamber of Commerce has, our legislative trip, that has been a concern to us. Just think if we got all of that back, what we could do, how much more money would be available for Texas highways and state roadways.
Imagine having to share the wealth. That almost sounds socialistic, doesn't it? Huh, isn't that something? Haves and have-nots. Well, nonetheless, we know why we're living in Texas, for all the right reasons, and if they're not living here, it's their own dang fault.
Indeed.
All right, so what brings you in this morning?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about service on one of our city boards, commissions, and committees. Today's July 1st is tomorrow. We kick off our annual recruitment campaign tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different boards and committees. There's two types. There's quasi-judicial. They're rulemaking boards.
Okay.
For example, planning and zoning, building and standards commission. They have the ability to set rules that we all have to follow.
Okay.
And then we have, just as important, are our advisory boards that deal with quality of life issues. For example, the parks board, the library board, things like that. But we have a whole different range of boards and committees. Some of them meet every month. Some of them only meet as needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably have something that would fit your schedule. Most of our boards do require Bryan residency, but we do have a few where we can appoint anybody within the county.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to get people more involved, more engaged. We need more applications. We want to make sure our boards and committees are very diverse, and that's important. And it's just that time of the year. Now, we do have a form that will be included in your July BTU bill.
Okay.
An application to serve.
Wow. Okay.
And then also, it's available on our website now. You can fill it out online, hit send, it'll come straight to my office. You can call us, whatever you want to do.
A different form for each board, or can you
apply? No, it's the same form, and what we ask you to do is pick three that you'd be interested in and rank them. One, two, three. I'd really like to be on this one, but I would also like to be on this one or this one.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the city council an idea of where their interest really lies. And, you know, we need different types of people from occupations. We need plumbers, electricians, engineers, architects. We need members of historical associations, societies. We have all these special slots where we need people of certain expertise.
Right.
So we're always looking for those type of people as well.
So let's say that Jane Smith wants to be on the cemetery board or the mm-hmm. appearance board or whatever. Okay, and so she's going to be chosen. So is she advised ahead of time so she can make the final decision as to whether or not she wants to do that, or is just the announcement come out?
Well, we go up on the application. And we try to make sure they understand right up front before they apply. Number one, they're going to have to sit through an hour of open meetings training.
Okay.
And they're going to have to take a short course on our ethics policy mm-hmm. and state ethics laws. And that's about an hour and 15, 20 minutes total. And we want them to know also up front that an applicant, a volunteer or their spouse cannot be related to a council member or their spouse
okay.
under our charter provision that mm-hmm. passed in 2014.
Sure.
So we tell everybody that up front. But otherwise, you know, if they have questions about, we do have a description of what these boards and committees do on the website as well. And if they have any questions, I'd love for them to call me.
Okay.
Be happy to visit with them. But we just really want to get more folks involved.
Okay, landing page, and then where's the tab so they can find the commissions? Do you know right off the top of your head?
Click City Secretary's Office.
Okay.
That'll get you there the quickest way.
Okay, all right, that's fine. So again, those applications will be going out in your July BTU mailer, and also this is open season right now. And I guess you drop applications around town, too, and that sort of
we
thing.
We do.
Too.
We do provide applications around town. Before I get away from you,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow kicks off National Parks Month. Our Lunch and Learn this month is our Parks and Recreation Department,
hey.
Picnic with the Parks.
Okay.
And it's July 20th in the Bryan Municipal Building mm-hmm. at noon. We're going to feed you lunch. If you want to come, go online or register on our website, bryantx.gov, or call my office at 209-5008. And we'll get you signed up, and we really look forward to having a good crowd. These have been going very well.
Yeah, we heard rave reviews from yours that, you know, people are going, you have to do all that stuff? Jeez, why do I have to do that? Yeah, well, that's kind of fun. All right, so that's cool. Appreciate that. Thank you, Mary Lynn.
You bet.